This is the Sakar Murli of the 4th of April, 2025. Essence. Sweet children, you are now making effort to become the most elevated human beings. Because the deities are pure, they are called the most elevated human beings. You are now becoming pure. Question. Why has the Unlimited Father given us children refuge? Answer. Because all of us were in the refuse bin. The Father takes us out of the refuse bin and makes us beautiful. He makes those with devilish traits into those with divine virtues. According to the Dharma plan, the Father has removed us from the refuse, adopted us, and made us belong to Him. Song. Who has come in the early morning hours? Om Shanti. The Father has to come to change the night into the day. You children know that the Father has now come. Previously, when we belonged to the Shudra clan, we had Shudra intellects. The picture of the variety of clans is very good for explaining to others. You children know how you go around the cycle of these castes. The Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul, has now changed us from Shudras into Brahmins. We become Brahmins at the confluence of every cycle. Brahmins are not called the most elevated beings. Only the deities are called the most elevated beings. Brahmins are making effort here to become the most elevated beings. It is in order to be changed from impure to pure that people call out to the Father. Therefore, each of you should ask yourself, to what extent am I becoming pure? Students also churn their studies. They understand what they will become through their studies. It is in the intellects of you children that you have now become Brahmins in order to become deities. This is your most valuable life, because you are God's children. God is teaching you Raja Yoga. He is changing you from impure to pure. You are becoming pure deities. It is very good to explain the castes. Sannyasis do not agree with this aspect, but they do understand the calculation of 84 births. They can also understand that they, who belong to the religion of renunciation, do not take 84 births. Even those of Islam and the Buddhists, etc., can understand that although they do not take 84 births, they do take rebirth, but fewer in number. When you explain to them, they will quickly be able to understand. You have to have tact when you explain to them. Baba refreshes the intellects of you children who are personally sitting here, just as other children also come here to be refreshed. Baba refreshes you every day and says, imbibe these things. Let your intellects only continue to think about how we take 84 births, and how we have become Brahmins from Shudras. Brahmins are the children of Brahma. Now, where did Brahma come from? The Father explains, I name this one Brahma. All of you Brahma Kumars and Kumaris are a family. Therefore, you must surely have been adopted. Only the Father would adopt you. He is called the Father, not Dada. Only the Father can be called the Father. You receive property from the Father. a paternal or maternal uncle or someone of the same family may adopt a child. The father has told you how someone found a little baby girl in a refuse bin and took her out and gave her to a couple to adopt because they didn't have a baby of their own. That child would start calling the couple who adopted her mother and father. Here it is a matter of the unlimited. It is as though you children were in an unlimited refuse bin. You were lying in a river of poison. You were lying so dirty. According to the drama, the father came and removed you from the refuse and adopted you. This Tamopradan world would only be called refuse. Human beings with devilish traits are body conscious. The vices of lust and anger are very big. You were in Ravan's big refuse bin. In fact, you are also refugees. You have now taken refuge with the unlimited father in order to come out of the refuse and become beautiful deities. At present, everyone in the whole world is in a big refuse bin. The Father comes to remove you from the rubbish and make you belong to him. However, those who have been living in the refuse have become so used to it that even when they are taken out of it, they still prefer the rubbish. The Father has come to remove you from this unlimited refuse bin. People even call out, "Baba, come and make us beautiful. Remove us from this forest of thorns and make us into flowers. Make us sit in God's garden." At present we are in a forest of devils. The Father takes you children into his garden. You have now become Brahmins from Shudras, and you are to become deities. It is to become the kingdom of deities, not Brahmins. Although you are called Pandavas, you Pandavas do not have a kingdom. You are sitting with the Father in order to gain your kingdom. This unlimited night is now coming to an end, and the unlimited day is about to dawn. You heard the song, "Who came early in the morning?" He comes early in the morning to finish the night and to bring the dawn. This means that he comes to establish heaven and to have hell destroyed. Even if this much remains in your intellects, you can have happiness. Those who are to claim a high status in the new world will never show their devilish natures. They would serve the Yajna with a great deal of love, through which they will become very elevated. You should even give your bones to this Yajna. Each of you should check yourself. How will I claim a high status if I behave like this? You are no longer senseless babies. You can understand for yourself how you would become a king or part of the subjects. Baba has taken an experienced chariot who knew kings, etc. very well. Even the maids and servants of the kings receive a lot of happiness. They live with the kings, but they would still be called maids and servants. They do have happiness, and they also eat the food that the king and queen eat. Those who live outside the palace wouldn't be able to eat that. It is number-wise for the maids too. Some adorn the queen, some look after the children, and others sweep the floors. kings of today have so many maids and servants. Therefore, imagine how many there would be there. They are all in charge of their own separate sections. Their places of residence would be separate. They wouldn't be as decorated as the king and queen. They would come inside the palace, but they would still live in the servants' quarters. Therefore, the father explains very clearly, "Have mercy for yourselves, so that you become the highest on high. You have now become Brahmins from Shudras. This great fortune is for you. You are to become deities. This confluence age is very beneficial. There is benefit for you in every aspect. When you prepare food in the kitchen, whilst remaining in a state of yoga, many will benefit. At the Srinath Dwar temple, they prepare food in total silence. They only remember Srinath. Devotees remain very engrossed in their devotion. You should remain intoxicated with this knowledge. There is such devotion of Sri Krishna, don't even ask. Two young children went to live at Vrindavan, forest of Krishna. They were complete devotees of Sri Krishna. They said that they would only live there and would leave their bodies there in remembrance of Sri Krishna. They were invited so many times to go and stay in a good home and take this knowledge, but they said that they only wanted to live there. They would be called the highest of all devotees. They completely surrendered themselves to Sri Krishna. You now have to surrender yourselves to the Father. At the beginning, so many surrendered themselves to Shiv Baba. Many came, but when we moved to India, many remembered their homes and families and left. There are omens over many. Sometimes there is one type of omen and sometimes another. Baba has told you to ask everyone who comes, "Where have you come to? Did you see the board outside that says, 'The Brahma Kumars and Kumaris'? This is a family. One is the incorporeal Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul, and the other one is remembered as Prajapita Brahma. All of these here are his children. Shiv Baba is Dada, grandfather. We receive our inheritance from him." He gives this advice, "Remember me, and you will become pure from impure." He gave the same advice in the previous cycle too. This is such an elevated study. Your intellects understand that you are claiming the inheritance from the Father. You children are studying this study in order to change from humans into deities. Therefore, you definitely have to imbibe divine virtues. Your food and drink, as well as your words and behavior, must be very royal. Deities eat very little. They are not tempted by anything. 36 varieties of food are prepared for them, yet they eat very little. To be tempted by food or drink is devilish behavior. You have to imbibe divine virtues, and so your food and drink have to be very pure and simple. However, Maya is such that she makes your intellects completely like stone. Therefore, you receive a status accordingly. The father says, "In order to bring benefit to yourselves, imbibe divine virtues. If you study well and teach others, you will receive a prize. The Father does not give this. You claim it through your own efforts. Check yourselves to see to what extent you are doing service and what you will become. What would you receive if you left your body at this moment? If any of you were to ask Baba this, Baba would say instantly, "It is understood what status you will claim because of this activity of yours. If you do not make effort, you will cause a loss for yourself every cycle. Those who do service well will definitely claim a good status. Internally, it is understood which ones are to become maids and servants. This would not be said out loud. Students at school can understand whether they will become seniors or juniors. It is the same here. Those who are seniors will become kings and queens, whereas the juniors will attain a lower status. There are seniors and juniors amongst the wealthy, and there are seniors and juniors amongst the maids and servants too. The status of the seniors is higher. A maid who is a sweeper has no right to enter the palace. You children can understand all of these things very well, and you will understand them even more at the end. You have to give regard to those who become elevated. Just look at Kumarka. She is a senior, and so she has to be given regard. The Father is drawing the attention of you children to this. Give regard to the Maharati children. If you do not give regard, you are increasing the burden of sin on yourselves. The Father draws your attention to all of these things. You have to be very cautious about how you give regard to everyone, number-wise. Baba knows each one. If something is said to some, they wouldn't take long to become traitors. There are also the bondages on the Kumaris and mothers. They have to tolerate so much. Mostly it is the mothers who write, "Baba, this one troubles me so much. What should I do?" However, you are not an animal that he can force you. You must have some desire inside your heart. This is why you are asking. There is nothing to ask about in this. A soul is his own enemy and his own friend. You can do whatever you want. To ask means that you have some desire in your heart. The main thing is remembrance. It is by having remembrance that you can become pure. Lakshmi and Narayan are the number one pure ones. Mama did so much service. None of you could claim to be cleverer than Mama. Mama was the wisest of all in this knowledge. Many are weak in yoga. They are unable to stay in remembrance. If you do not remember Baba, how are your sins going to be absolved? The law says that at the end, you have to leave your body in remembrance. You souls have to leave your bodies in remembrance of Shiv Baba. No one but the One Father should be remembered. There must be no attraction to anything. This has to be practiced. We came bodiless and we have to return bodiless. Baba repeatedly says to you children, become very sweet. Also imbibe divine virtues. there are now the evil spirits of body consciousness. Each of you must pay a lot of attention to yourself. Interact with others with a lot of love. Remember the Father and spin the cycle. Explain to everyone the secrets of the cycle and they will be amazed. No one is able to remember 84 births. So how could anyone remember 8.4 million births? That couldn't even enter anyone's mind. Even if you only keep this cycle in your intellect, it is great fortune. This play is now coming to an end. There has to be disinterest in this old world. Your intellect yoga should go to the land of silence and that land of happiness. Man Manabhav is also mentioned in the Gita. No one who studies the Gita knows the real meaning of Man Manabhav. You children know it. God speaks, renounce all bodily relations and consider yourselves to be souls. Who said this? God himself said this. Some say that they only believe in the scriptures. Even when God comes, they still do not believe him. They continue to study the scriptures accurately. God has come and is teaching Raja Yoga. Establishment is now being carried out. All of those scriptures, etc., belong to the path of devotion. If they had the faith that this is God, they would start to claim their inheritance. Then even devotion would fly away. However, this can only be possible when they have faith in this. Acha. To you sweetest, beloved, long-lost and now-found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the Mother, the Father, Bapdada. The Spiritual Father says Namaste to you spiritual children. Essence for Dharana 1. In order to become deities, imbibe very royal sanskars. Your food and drink must be very pure and simple. Do not be tempted. In order to benefit yourself, imbibe divine virtues. 2. Pay attention to yourself and interact with everyone with a lot of love. Give regard to those who are senior to you. Become very sweet. Do not become body conscious. Blessing. May you have pure and positive thoughts for others, and by being merciful, merge anything of the past. When someone comes to you to tell you about someone's weaknesses of the past, then just step aside with good wishes. Let there not be any wasteful thinking or talking about weaknesses among yourselves. Be merciful and merge anything of the past. Merge those things and continue to serve that soul with the good wishes in your mind. Even if someone is saying, doing, or listening to something wrong, due to the influence of their sanskars, transform that one. Do not allow a rosary of any wasteful matters to be created by spreading them from 1 to 2 to 3 in this way. To pay such attention means to have pure and positive thoughts. Slogan. Be a jewel of contentment, and you will be loved by God, by people, and by yourself. Avyakt signal. Remain constantly victorious with the awareness of the combined form. There is life when both a soul and his body are combined, And if that soul were to become separated from his body, then life would finish. In the same way, a karma yogi life means there is no action without yoga, and no yoga without action. Remain constantly combined, and you will continue to achieve success. Om Shanti.